Sometime soon, Seattle City Council wants to bring back its head tax proposal. The idea is to tax the city's largest business bases based on their number of employees. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
The city council already voted down a head tax or employee hours tax earlier this month. Homeless advocates in Seattle have let the city council know they're disappointed. Travis Thompson with the Housing for All Coalition testified about it at this week's city council meeting.
We want to put you on notice that we're going to continue to be in these chambers. We are going to be at the table every step until the new employee head tax is passed. We'll see you soon.
This week, the city council passed a resolution to restart the proposal. Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez is one of the sponsors and says they'll form a task force on the issue next month. Her goal is for the council to adopt an employee hours tax by the end of March.
This will put us on a clear path to revenue sources to be able to truly get serious about the civil emergency that faces us as it relates to our homeless neighbors.
A head tax could raise between $25 and $75 million per year, according to city council estimates. That money could be used to fund homeless programs and permanent housing. Critics say the city already has enough money for homeless programs and that businesses currently pay their fair share of taxes. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.